Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Stars Cast, also known as Natalie, and I'm the owner of Stars with a Z, Psychics.com, and tonight we have another great topic, and I have a panel of four tonight, and there's already people in the chat room, and our topic tonight is, what is forgiveness, and is it really possible to forgive a person that has committed a terrible act against you? I think most of us have encountered that, where you thought, how could they have done that to me? How can I ever forgive them? But before we start, what I tell myself is to forgive is divine. I told a doctor that once, and he sat back in his chair, and he said, oh, my God. I said, yeah, I forgive you. It's divine, because he did a real blunder. So without me grabbing all the spotlight here, I'm going to put everybody on air, and my resident bird, yes, Leo, is at his finest, of course. I have with us tonight Stars Maya. I have Stars Dragon Spirit. I have Stars Cosmic Denise. And I have Stars James. And James is so lucky. He's surrounded by all of these beautiful ladies. So, Maya, go ahead. Take it away.
Okay, well, welcome, everyone. We're so glad to have you. If you've been a listener of the show, we're glad to have you back. And if you're new, buckle your seats and enjoy the ride. And we want to encourage everyone. We really would love to hear from you, whether you agree, disagree, whatever your input is. We're anxious to hear what you have to say. The number to call in is 347-838-9736. We're talking about forgiveness and what it entails. Can it help us? So I'm going to start things out. This is Maya again, by saying that I feel forgiveness is a extremely spiritual thing that we do, and I believe that it's something that absolutely must be done for self, even though we think of forgiving as forgiving someone else. I feel that it's a spiritual necessity for our energy and our core to be whole and together, that we must achieve forgiveness in order to release and move forward. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to Cheyenne to see her thoughts on forgiveness.
Okay. Again, thanks to everybody who's come. I'll give you my idea of it. I was going to go into something a little bit longer, but I think it's definitely a must for any individual. And not just a spiritual path, but just being a human being. Forgiveness is something that all of us have to find within ourselves in order to forgive somebody for doing something. For myself, I have to realize that it's an action that they do, not necessarily a person, and also why did it happen? What were the surrounding issues and circumstances that drove this person to feel they had to do that? I've been through a lot of things myself that have been very, very detrimental during my life, and I've worked with a lot of people who have been through a lot of things. And first and foremost, if you don't forgive, what ends up happening is you hold that energy in, it ends up turning into a poison, and it ends up making you sick, and then it's going to end up going into other areas of your life, which isn't good for anyone. Especially if you're on your spiritual path, because it changes your energy, it changes your vibration, it changes a lot of different things. And not just that, I think it does a lot to us mentally if we don't forgive someone for doing something, and even ourselves, because honestly, I've never met anyone in my entire life that has ever not done anything that they didn't like, and there was always another party involved. So, you know, I don't think any of us walk on water. And if we can't forgive ourselves and forgive other people, we're going to end up being very caged in, very poisoned, and have a very difficult time functioning. I'll just give you that short explanation right now, and I'll go ahead and give it to you, James.
Thank you, Cheyenne. And yeah, I totally agree. This is one of those topics that there isn't a single listener that hasn't experienced some level of experience where they need to forgive it. That, you know, this is a thing that transcends just certain individuals. Like, you know, if we talk about psychic gifting, well, that's, you know, that kind of is regimented to, you know, certain people that, I believe that all people are psychic, but, you know, certain people have, a gift that is very tangible. But this particular topic, it affects everybody. And I think that's one of the biggest issues there. And so, you know, I would like to welcome our guests. If anybody feels, like they want to add, please call in. We would appreciate that. One thing that Stars Maya, actually, you both kind of touched on, this is a spiritual necessity. And for me, forgiveness is letting go of the past. It's releasing the past so that we can be present. And I think that's why it is so crucial to our lives, is there's no way, if we're not letting go of the past, there's no way we can be present. We can't really be in a place where we can create the life that we want or enjoy the life that we have, because we're constantly being ruled by the past. And, you know, consciousness being, you know, a connection to the present is one of the biggest, one of the biggest spiritual methods in the spiritual traditions is, you know, that's one of the most important aspects of spirituality. And to reconcile those things from the past so that you're able to be present, to me, is first of all, a crucial part of spirituality, but secondly, is a crucial part of us just being able to function in life. So with that, I will go ahead and pass it on to Denise.
All right. Thank you, James. It's Denise. And as far as how I look at forgiveness, I really feel like it's one of those situations that we're given in life where it's definitely for our soul's growth. It's definitely a self-responsibility that we owe to ourselves more so than the other person. Forgiveness is definitely a personal issue more so than an issue that you owe to somebody else or is even necessary for somebody else. It really goes back to you at the end of the day. Whatever has happened to you, whatever struggles you may have had, there's a self-reflection that sometimes comes when you start to go on that journey of forgiveness, where it becomes a matter of self-respect and self-love at the end of the day, which equals God's love, that allows you to move on and heal past, heal present situations, and really look forward towards the future. So I see it as a very self-loving act to forgive, and one that comes with just being on this plane for your soul's growth, for your spiritual growth, for just, you know, really understanding how to truly take ownership of your being, healing that being and keeping it light and bright so you can continue onward. So there's a lot of soul-searching type of work that does definitely come when it comes to forgiveness, as far as I'm concerned, you know, personally speaking, as well as what I like to give out to others to help them as well. So to me, it's just a very personal thing, you know, more so than anything you have to give or owe somebody else. Okay, Maya, back to you.
Thank you, Denise. And I really appreciate, James, that you mentioned that you're right. Forgiveness is relevant to every listener. I don't believe that there is a human being, unless maybe they're an infant, but as adults, that we have not been in a conflicted situation where we are faced with forgiveness. And I'd like to clarify, again, you know, you're hearing our beliefs and our ideology, our philosophy, our psychic input. There is no right or wrong with spirituality. There's just different views, and hopefully the listeners can resonate with some of what's being said. It can help them to move forward in their life. And one thing that I feel that a lot of people mistake forgiveness for is acceptance. And there is a big difference. When we forgive, I'm going to reiterate what James said, because I so very much agree with that. It is letting go and releasing the past. When we hold something that's been injurious to us, whether that's physical, emotional, mental, or spiritual, when we hold that, it is toxic, and it does not allow us to be fully present spiritually and emotionally in the now, and it does not allow us to move forward in as broad a spectrum as we could if we release that. So forgiveness is not to necessarily tell the person that, let's say someone has committed a heinous act against you, you're not telling that person, hey, it's okay, don't worry about it, you know. I spiritually don't believe that that is at the gist of forgiveness. I believe that forgiveness is releasing that act or acts that were perpetrated upon you, again, regardless of in what fashion. The only validation someone needs is that they felt that they were harmed in some way by someone else. So when we forgive, we're not accepting, we're not condoning, we're not saying, well, that behavior is okay, or we're not, you know, telling the person, you know, it's all right, well, you had this happening in your life, so I understand. I don't really feel that forgiveness necessarily has to go hand in hand with understanding. Forgiveness is just the ability to not be defined by a negative experience. And it also, if we carry in our hearts and our souls and our spirits, if we carry these grudges or grievances against us, there, if you look at, you know, universal law, if you look at our spiritual being in the physical world, there is no way that we can be fully positive and fully forward walking in our life if we're holding on to negative emotions. And negative emotions would be not being able to forgive. So we are putting ourselves then in a position of the person, let's say you were an active, you were the victim of a random crime. The person, you don't have to call them up and say, I don't believe that you have to even interact for forgiveness other than with your own self. But it's a matter of releasing and just letting that go and not allowing that event or that person or those events, whatever the case may be, have the power over you. When you take the power back, you forgive. Forgiveness is, to me, as James pointed out, I agree, releasing the negativity that surrounds it and saying, you know, I am not going to allow myself to be a victim. I am not going to allow myself to be held back in my life, spiritually or otherwise, by not being able to get past this experience or what was done to me. And, you know, for all of us, you know, we could take two or three people and they could share the same experience. One person could barely have it impact their lives at all, and another person, it could devastate their lives if they allow it to. So forgiveness is, to me, it is a way of self-love expression, and it ultimately is something that we do to enhance our ability to move forward and to open ourselves up and to not be defined and held back by anything that's negative or that defines us in any negative way. And any time we go into a victim mode, I do feel that a victim definitely connotates a negative and a, you know, block in our potential as human beings. We have amazing potential spiritually and in just in all ways you can imagine, prosperity, abundance, love. We have that. But if we're held back, especially by something like not being able to forgive something that was done against us, then we are definitely blocked. And before I turn it over, I just want to remind everyone, we'd love to hear from you if you, you've forgiven or you don't agree with forgiveness. You feel that forgiveness is wrong and is not in harmony with the way life should be. We'd love to hear from you, and the number to call is 347-838-9736, and I'll turn it over to Cheyenne.
Okay, there's a couple of things that I'd like to address, because I agree it has to be let go of. But I would have to say the first thing that I would ask any person, you know, that's going through the pain of it or having a trouble or a hard time letting go of it from themselves or forgiving somebody for doing it, you know, what is it that you're gaining from it? Or does it make you feel good because you're hating something? Is it benefiting you by holding on to it and analyzing it over and over and over? I think most people as human beings, at some level, how should I put it? At some level, there has to be an acceptance in order to get forgiveness. It doesn't mean that by accepting, you're saying it's okay that it happened. You're accepting that, okay, this is the situation. This is what happened. This is how it makes me feel. Now, what do I have to do to resolve it? I think that's the question that all of us have to ask ourselves. It's kind of like a lot of clients and a lot of people, you know, when they're talking with me or talking to other people, they say, I'm sorry. Well, first I tell them, don't say you're sorry because you're not a sorry human being. You're apologizing. And when we apologize, hopefully people are apologizing because they recognize what has been done and they're apologizing saying you're not going to do it again. People do things, you know, without any mindfulness of it. But if you're purposely setting out to harm someone or have harmed someone, you're consciously going to try to make the effort to not do that again. But I have found, again, that a lot of people hang on to it. And for some reason, it's easier for them to hang on to it. They find it difficult to let go. And again, my question is, does it make you feel good? And if it doesn't, then what do you have to do to get rid of it? Forgiveness is a very important step in any spiritual path, any human being mind equation, because a lot of the times, like Denise was saying, you have to forgive yourself. There is people out there that you have every single day. They'd be carrying the weight of the world because they're carrying 5 years of things they're saying that they messed up on. Well, that was then and now is now. And if you're not going to forgive yourself and you're not going to let go of it, you're never going to get out of that energy. You're never going to move forward. And you'll probably end up being physically ill from it. But I find it interesting that, you know, a lot of people, I have seen something will happen and they'll go up and they'll say, well, I forgive you. Well, you know, do you really mean it and do you feel it? And, again, I think at some level you have to accept, yeah, this is what's happened. I don't like it. I don't like it how it makes me feel. So what do I have to do? What are the steps that I have to go through to let go of it? A lot of the times, you know, for myself, again, I tell myself it's an action. Anything that happens along these lines is an action. So there's a person underneath that. And I believe it really messes everybody up when they're wanting to hang on to these things. Somebody could have said one word that got you really, really upset, and you'll go through the whole week thinking about it, and it'll get your nerves going, it'll make you sick to your stomach, the whole nine yards, instead of just saying, hey, that was then, it was just a word, stop thinking about it and get on with it. But again, some things that happen with people, they find very hard to let go of, especially if it's something that's been a very heinous act. For myself, I'm the type of person when something happens, I try to look at the root reason. Why did it take place? Or what pushed this person to do this? And it's not being analytical. It helps me understand a situation to where maybe it'll make me aware of something in myself or help me in some manner. But I would say anybody that would want to call in or anything, or discuss anything, that would be my question. You know, what purpose is it serving you by hanging on to anything? And if you want to let go of it, do you know the steps in order to let go of it for yourself? Because it's not just a surface thing. This is going to affect many levels of your being. So it's not just something, you know, that might go away in 2 seconds, but it's something that was very, very harmful to you. But that's about all I have to say on it right now. James, I'll give it to you.
Thank you. And this is James. You know, I want to talk a little bit about at least my experience with forgiveness and the practical side of forgiveness, because I want to say that sometimes we're given the opportunity to have some sort of encounter with the individual that we need to forgive, and sometimes we don't have that option. Sometimes we forgive and we always forgive and let go, but sometimes we forgive and let go knowing that we're not going to have any sort of reconciliation with the person that, you know, harmed us in whatever way. And I struggled with forgiveness for several years. I wanted to forgive. One instance was I had an individual that tried killing me. I mean, he had a reason for him that wasn't a valid reason. I mean, you know, in any logical sense, at least from my perspective, but to him it was a valid reason. And that was one issue that it took me a while to overcome that. And then, of course, issues from childhood and some experiences that I had with some religious organizations. Those are the main things that I had to work through and forgive. And I had intentionally, for probably about 3 or 4 years, I'd intentionally tried to forgive and tried to let go. And I wanted to let go. I didn't want those things to influence me anymore. And someone, I kind of chuckle now, but someone came up to me, and it was a mentor of mine, and I knew the struggles that I had had and all of, you know, the story behind them. And we were and she was talking about forgiveness, and I said, you know, I want to forgive. I try to forgive. And she said, you have forgiven. And I was like, well, you know, what are you talking about? And she said, the forgiveness is, you know, if you have the willingness to forgive, Spirit's going to do the rest for you. That spiritual connection that you have is going to kind of take hold and do the rest. And, I mean, that kind of goes with forgiveness of others and forgiveness of self as well. If we're willing to forgive, I mean, that's really the only step that we have to take. And the rest is just about letting that process happen. And it's real willingness to forgive. That's to me, that's the entire process. You know, once I realized that the years of struggle that I went over, I do forgive them. I want to forgive them. You know, all of these mantras that I had about letting go of all of these things, I had already done it through the mantras. And so I wanted to point it out because I think that that's one contention, at least in my life, that I had, is I just didn't know what forgiveness meant, how to do it. And, you know, I was waiting for, you know, angels to show up and, you know, the sky to open and a light to shine down to prove my forgiveness. And my forgiveness was really in the willingness rather than some sort of other event that was going to take place because of it. And once I realized that, it was very simple for me to let go. I didn't have to do the mantras anymore. I didn't have to, you know, I didn't have to do anything else. It was really in the willingness that I had let go of those issues. And it was because I didn't really have the wisdom at the time to know that that willingness had power in it, innate power in itself. That really created a contention and a struggle within me. So I wanted to point that out. And another thing, I want to go back to that original point. Sometimes we do have some sort of reconciliation. For instance, the individual that tried to kill me, I received a letter from the parole board from the prison that he was in, stating that he was eligible for early parole. And this was after, it was a few years after I had already kind of went through the forgiveness process, and it was after I had that revelation that willingness is actually the whole of what forgiveness is all about. And I wrote a letter. I could have written a letter, I could have went to the parole hearing and, you know, said that no, I don't want him to be released. But, you know, it had been, I think, 8 years from the time that he did it, and I just felt like it was time for me to really let go. I mean, I'd let go, but this was an action that I was given to be able to say, you know, I don't wish him any harm. And that was reality. I don't agree with what he did, and I think it was inappropriate, but I don't wish him any harm. So I wrote a long letter saying, you know, I don't wish you any harm. I bless you. I bless your life. And, you know, I just pray that you have opportunities that were stolen from you because of this action, the result of the action that you did. And I just sent that letter. And that gave me a lot of freedom. in the freedom was more knowing that it didn't I didn't have an emotional reaction other than I really did want him to have the opportunities that were taken while he was in prison. So sometimes we get that and sometimes we don't. To me, the actual forgiveness process is being willing. Just say, I'm willing to forgive. I'm willing to let go. And then as things come up, process them. And I would strongly suggest not going into the whole mantra every day, mulling over, I do forgive, because I don't really see that that is beneficial to the situation. And with that, I will go ahead and pass.
Thank you, James. I agree with you on just having the intention is a really great place to start when it comes to forgiveness. One of the questions in the chat room from Sarah was about some examples on how we can go ahead and start the forgiveness process, you know, if we're mulling over in our head. And some examples that I have are writing things out is a great way to detach, get things out of your headspace, get things out of your being, and really start the healing process of letting go. And one such situation that was actually in the news, I think just either today or the other day, was of a woman, a college student, who wrote her essay on the sexual abuse from her stepfather. It landed him 18 years in jail because of that. So through her therapeutic writing for class assignment, she was able to get things out, get out her emotions, detach from the situations in terms of emotionally detached from the situation, and really release things that might have built up over the course of years. And I think we have to understand that everything in the universe is very neutral until we attach an emotion to it. So if there is a very traumatic experience that we go through, there's going to be a lot of emotions attached to that situation. Of course, it's going to be two-sided as well in terms of perspective, but there's just going to be a lot of emotions attached to that situation. And the minute we start to detach the emotional attachment to the situation, it becomes neutral. It is what it is type of mindset. Not something everybody can just go into instantly, but it is something I think writing can really help people to get a little bit closer to that attachment process where the situation no longer becomes a trigger or becomes something that's just stale in the back of their head that's always on loop. Also, another thing that you could do is really go into a very kind of meditative place, invite the archangels to heal, Archangel Michael. I mean, they have so many names, but to me, an archangel is an angel, it's all God's light to help you heal. So you could really go a little bit more into the prayer mode of really just kind of centering yourself and allowing healing to naturally come about. Another thing you could do, and this is something that I find that I'm very naturally just automatically do, and that's go into analytical mode. I'm one of those people who like to know why people do things, why society is influencing people to do things, how people think. You know, the very psychological, sociological background that I have, I just naturally go there. So this is one route that people can go into. They could definitely go to a psychiatrist if that'll help them out, or they could just go a little bit more into the spiritual analytical side of things, look at the numerology, look at the person's past. Sometimes it's compassion. When you get out of just feeling sorry for yourself and things of that nature, you go into the compassionate state to look at why this person is the way they are and why things might have happened in their life and what might have kind of brought them to situation that you were also in, it can really make you feel a little bit more compassionate for what happened to them in their past. Most abusers, for example, have been abused in their life as well. And it's not an excuse for why somebody should go out and abuse, but it's often an explanation. It's an influence of why they might be the way that they are. So there's a lot of ways you can actually take some practical approaches and spiritual approaches to release and let things go, and also just confronting. You see all the time on, back when Oprah had her show, there were so many cases where people would actually go to the jailhouse and confront their attacker or their abuser, and having that conversation with them allowed them to really get out of themselves and having things on loop and really start understanding maybe where that other person was coming from, or maybe just see the situation at a very healing place of confrontation and facing the issue and really being able to let go due to that. So it's really not healthy to hold anything in. And some of these are just examples of ways you can get things out, but it's really something that at the end of the day is a very personal issue that you're going to have to figure out the best way for you. And I don't know if you guys have any other examples. Maya, I'm giving it back to you. But, again, that was kind of one of the questions in the chat room, is just some practical examples that people can actually start using today to start getting over what they might be holding on from years and years and years ago.
Okay, and this is Maya, and the number again is 347-838-9736. I believe that I see things just a little bit differently, and I do believe that forgiveness, first we have to forgive self of any mistakes or errors or times in our life that we didn't do things correctly. We cannot forgive someone else until we have forgiven ourselves or have the capacity to do so. I do feel like it's a process, and that if I were to give some examples, that would be to stop and start to evaluate your state of mind and your state of being. I feel forgiveness is a very spiritual essence. The psychology of it, yes. I know clients, people that have been in psychotherapy for years trying to work through abuse and trauma, but I don't really feel that that is going to accomplish forgiveness. And I don't always, let me not get ahead of myself. So for me, it's a process, forgiveness. And it begins by, Cheyenne pointed out, how does it make you feel? It begins by asking yourself, who has the power? Because if the perpetrator has the power, then you have not forgiven, and you're allowing that person to continue to define you long after the act or acts were committed against you. And although I know people that, I hear a lot from people that, clients that are waiting, I'll forgive him or her when they apologize, and I know they're really sorry. And I don't feel that that's applicable. I believe that forgiveness is a self place of energy and a release of what was done, and that although it might be nice to receive an apology or to have justice be done by someone, perhaps going to jail or, if you want to say karma is going to come back for them, that might be a little bit of a tidbit, but I don't really feel truly that is going to help us forgive. And understanding a person's motives, I don't agree that really helps forgive, because we're still, regardless of why, we can hear the saddest story in the world, but the harm that was caused to us, I don't feel is going to be lessened by hearing that person's story. We may feel pity for them, but it does not lessen, or it doesn't change the impact of what was done. So what we have to do is step by step, we have to begin to see how we are being defined. Are we allowing what happened to define us? Because that's where we become caught in a bad cycle. So I would suggest that you start by asking yourself, I'm in the present now. I'm no longer, this is no longer going on. This person is out of my life, or this situation was a one-time thing, whatever. It's no longer being done. And for those that feel the need to confront the perpetrator or the person that caused them the anguish or the injury, again, regardless whether it's physical, emotional, sexual, to seek that justice, it may bring some closure, but I really don't feel that it's going to add a lot to forgiveness. Forgiveness is something that I really believe that you have to start by forgiving yourself and by letting go. And we have, as humans, we're spiritual beings and we're living a human life, and we have to make sure that we understand that events and what is done to us do not define us. How we interpret that in how we move forward from those things, that's what defines us, those intentions. So forgiveness is intending to no longer let this person, let's say someone was mugged on the street or perhaps raped. You know, that's an extremely difficult, traumatic experience to get past. But if you keep that caught inside you and you cannot let go of that experience and that person by forgiving, and that doesn't mean accepting or saying it was okay or, you know, finding 50 reasons why they did what they did and saying, well, it's a matter of saying, I'm not going to let that person have the power over the now, the present, and my future. So I release that by forgiveness. I forgive myself, and I release it all to the universe or to God, and therefore I am able to move forward, and I am creating or co-creating my life with my source or creator. I am not allowing what happened to me or what was done to me or what was put upon me to define me. So I feel like it's important to understand that, especially in some really severe traumatic situations, that forgiveness can be a step process. It doesn't necessarily come with just one self-pep talk or, you know, one stopping to think about it. It's a process of letting go, releasing, not being defined, and learning to move forward. And I feel that it's important to be able to do that regardless of what you get from that other person, because even an apology, even if it's the most genuine, even let's say the perpetrator or the person that committed the acts against you, they're crying and you can see how sincere they are, that may give us a bit of satisfaction and that may fulfill some of our human needs. But spiritually, I still don't think it's going to be at the core of what forgiveness is. I have strong feelings about forgiveness. It is an extremely spiritual ability to release and to go up to a higher place. I recognize that higher place is God, but regardless of what your beliefs are, creator, source, goddess, it doesn't matter. That's where I see it. And give yourself time, because it does take time. As long as you're working towards it and your intentions, as was mentioned, which I do support that absolutely, your intention is to do so, you will get there. So with that, I'll go ahead and turn it over to Cheyenne.
Okay, there's a couple of things I'd like to address here. Denise, I'm glad you said what one of the people were saying in the chat room, because I don't have that in front of me. But I'm going to come back to a couple of things that you said and possibly say something to help them. Right now I want to go to something that Maya had said. Without me going into a lot of detail, I went through a very severe process of 12 years of abuse, and I'm not even going to go into the details of it. But first and foremost, I didn't have to forgive myself because I didn't do anything. And I kept thinking I did something wrong to deserve it, but I didn't. So I kept thinking I was the bad guy, and I had to learn that I didn't have to forgive myself. I didn't cause the situation. I didn't ask for that to be done. It was just done to me. And I was so young, I was not able to stand up to the person that was doing this. To get back to the person in the chat room, I'm a firm believer. When you talk about something, especially if it's in session with a counselor or somebody that you trust or an advisor, whomever it is, I think the more you talk about it, it gets that energy out of you. Now, I'm not saying this is a long-term thing for you to live in it and keep repeating it over and over and over. I'm just saying, if something does happen that's traumatic, I think it helps speaking with someone. Because, again, you're getting that energy out of you. You're getting those thought processes pushed so that it gets rid of it. I used to find myself reacting to things. I would catch myself. And immediately when I caught myself, I consciously would shift my own energy. And I would do something the opposite of what my re-action would have been. Long abuse to anyone. Long abuse, long-term abuse programs you. Whether people are aware of it or not, when something happens to you, especially on a daily basis, over and over and over, you begin to accept that as being normal. Your body starts accepting that. It's a program. So if you go through that long term and it shows up in everything that you do, your responses to things, the way you think or the way you behave, you can tell how far it has affected you by those areas. And again, the best thing to do is what you are comfortable with. Yes, forgiveness is a process that sooner or later it will come out. And I very much agree with James, because if you're not willing when it comes to anything in your life, if you are not willing, well, then nothing's going to happen. But in enough teachings throughout different civilizations, different books, different programs, if you are willing, that is the first step. That's the biggest step. You have to be willing to let go of it. You have to be willing to forgive it. Not to say that it lessens what happened. It just says that you're making yourself in that position to where you're ready to take a deep breath and say, okay, that's it. I don't need this anymore. And you just let go. And like I said, some people do have a problem with that. And yes, I do agree. If you keep reacting, if you keep thinking in that same pattern over and over, you are giving up your personal power to whomever that was that inflicted that type of pain in you. So don't give up your personal power. Again, I think it's up to the individual. You know, if it helps for you to talk to a counselor, advisor, whoever, I think it helps to talk about it to get that energy out of you. I'm not saying live there. Don't live in the situation every day of your life and justify it. I'm saying to help you get over that bump to where maybe you can start reprogramming yourself and not giving into it. And that's not always easy for people. But I very much encourage anyone who has ever had that type of a situation, you know, if it was done to you and you did not do anything to deserve that, I don't think any human being does, but definitely don't think you did anything wrong, so to speak, and definitely find a way of releasing that so that you don't hang on to it, so that it doesn't run your life. The only way that your life is going to get run by somebody else is if you let them do it. Don't get in their mind space. Don't give them the emotional space, and just do what you need to do for you to forgive and move on. And with that, that's about all I have to say. So, Denise?
Yes, I wanted to comment on what Maya was talking about. I absolutely agree that it's one of those things, and you as well, Cheyenne, is that it's definitely one of the things that you have to be willing to do. The examples that I gave were ways to go in the process to forgiveness, not so much saying one is going to lead you to forgiveness right away if you write a letter or, you know, things of that nature. But it's part of the healing process that can definitely lead you to the ultimate goal, is where you do forgive yourself, forgive the situation, detach from that situation, and really be able to move forward. As a hypnotherapist, I was just talking to Farah in the chat room, is one of the things, and you were actually mentioning it as well, Shan, is that it's really important to understand that there's a programming, a hypnotic almost programming that goes on for a lot of people that have been abused, where it can really affect their self-worth, their self-esteem, and you really can keep things on loop. Like I said, as a hypnotherapist, I do custom hypnotherapy sessions, and I find that the affirmations can definitely work in a hypnotic trance, as well as affirmations, which are more about going right to the subconscious in terms of asking about why am I able to forgive versus I am able to forgive, which goes more to the conscious mind that doesn't believe you. So in that, I like to work with transformations and affirmations. And I find that sometimes with a lot of hypnotherapy clients, they do find a lot of healing to be able to, again, go through the process of forgiveness through actually hitting the subconscious source where all the trauma and all the issues are stored that you might throw away consciously. You know, a lot of times you see a lot of people, especially when they hit around their 30s onward, a lot of things start coming up again. It's one of those trigger moment ages, and mm-hmm. you see that on the entertainment business a lot. And, you know, next thing you know, they're acting like Britney Spears, and they're diagnosed with bipolar disorders, and all these things mm-hmm. start coming up because they've mm-hmm. repressed so much, and she's had issues in her childhood as well that she hasn't really spoken too much about. But it is something that, again, is a great source for people. Another example is maybe look into hypnotherapy. Again, I'm very biased to it because that's what I do, as well as other stuff, and I've seen the results, and it really does help a lot of people. I even do hypnotherapy on myself. So that is definitely one route people can look to if they're not quite comfortable sitting in a chair talking about it all the time.
Yeah.
And really
Denise,
go to this.
As well, regressions. Along with the hypnotherapy, regressions work very well.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And we need to turn it over to James.
Hey, this is James. I apologize. Were you done, Denise?
Yes, I'm done.
Okay. All right, I will go ahead. Yeah, I kind of wanted to expound a little bit on the process, and because to me, there's two things that we're talking about. We're talking about forgiveness, and then we're talking about the healing process. Forgiveness, to me, is completely finished. The act of forgiveness is finished once you're willing to forgive, because at that moment, and I love what you had to say about this, Cheyenne, about personal power, because it's all about personal power. This whole topic is about our personal power, our ability to create, our ability to manifest, our ability to take control and power of our own lives. And when we make that statement, I am willing to forgive, to me, that completes the entire forgiveness process. It does not complete the healing process. The healing process may take years, it may take months, it may take days, but the actual act of forgiveness is not in the healing process, because we're going to be healing the rest of our lives. I have consigned myself over to a healing process that I expect to take not just this lifetime, but probably several lifetimes. You know, it's something that I am dedicated to. I love the process, but it actually takes time. You know, there are, you know, pain still comes up. I still have physical pain in my body, if not on a daily basis, at least, you know, 3 or 4 times a week because of the gentleman that tried to kill me. Even though emotionally I was able to move from, you know, hatred, anger, resentment, I that energy moved to compassion when I was given the opportunity to show compassion. And compassion isn't saying what you did was okay. It was saying that I'm allowing you to move on with your life just as I've moved on to my life. And it took me 8 years, like I said, to get to that point. And I believe Spirit gave me that opportunity 8 years later because I was ready for the opportunity to give compassion. But that doesn't mean that my entire healing process be up from the event has been, you know, resolved. It means that I forgave, and then, you know, that was one result associated with my healing process that manifested itself forward. But that doesn't mean that there's not still pain associated with that moment. Now, I do not feel like that pain influences my, you know, it doesn't control me. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't take away my personal power. If for some reason I feel anger, which I haven't for years, but, you know, let's say something pops up in my life and I know, oh, you know, that is from this moment. You know, that's from this moment where this gentleman tried to kill me, and I'm angry. I will deal with that anger because I have power over that anger that's coming up because I made the decision to forgive, and I have the power now to deal with the the things associated with that moment. And, you know, I mean, that's a pretty basic example. And I liked what you said about reprogramming, reparenting. Reparenting is a huge thing, especially if you grew up with, you know, abusive parents. That reparenting process is not something that takes place in a moment of forgiveness. And it really is, you know, it's a process that we are continually, you know, on. You know, I find myself reparenting myself all the time where, you know, something, an issue in the present moment reflects an issue in the past. And, you know, I hear the voice of my parents that say, for instance, money doesn't grow on trees. Well, I've reparented myself with that particular phrase because I lived next to a peach orchard. And I realized, oh, wait, money grows on trees, you know, like for real. That was their primary source of income. So money grew on trees. And I've had to change my thoughts so that I had power over my life, so that I had control over the circumstances of my life. But, you know, it is all about reprogramming, reparenting, and, you know, the healing process is going to be forever. You know, as long as we have a physical body and we are on this planet, we're probably, for the most part, until we transcend, you know, to the state of being, you know, Christ consciousness on the planet or the Buddha nature on the planet. I really feel like that's what this journey is all about. This journey is about healing. And I actually, at this point in my life, at 34 years old, I like the process. I think it's a good process. I'm not saying I like the pain, but I see value, intrinsic value in what I've been through. And I feel that way about forgiving myself, and I feel that way about forgiving others. That I see that there is intrinsic value in that process, and I'm not, you know, justifying any horrendous act that anyone has ever done, because I just don't, you know, I wouldn't do that. That's a completely different that to me is just, you know, in the darkness. And I strive to live in the light. But, you know, I still can see value in going through that healing process. So I hope I've cleared up. At least for me, I feel like those two issues are a bit different. Forgiveness is definitely a single act, and we can be willing to forgive. But the healing process can take a while. It's not something that, you know, we're going to snap our fingers and attain to. So, you know, with that, I'll pass it back to Maya.
Thank you, James. I think those were great points, and we are going to be wrapping up here. And so I wanted to clarify that I actually totally agree with you, James. Forgiving and healing are two separate things, and for those of us that have experienced, whether it's one experience, again, you know, we each are individual people with individual perceptions. And, you know, one event could be nothing to someone, but to someone else it could be so traumatizing. And I'm a advocate of counseling or seeking the advice of a professional like on SARS. I do feel that there is a need to discuss what has happened to us and to, you know, get it out of our system. What I was referring to is when a person is just constantly rehashing and trying to find an answer as opposed to, you know, getting their feelings out, which I do feel is absolutely essential. And I feel that's part of the healing process by being able to talk about it. But if all you're doing is talking about it and reliving it and trying to find answers and you're not moving from that healing to forgiving, then I feel that you're not taking the necessary steps. And so you're kind of on, you know, a hamster wheel where you're going round and round. So I absolutely support the use of therapists or a variety of useful tools and advisors, experts to help you heal and get through and talk about your experience. And forgiveness is something that we do for ourselves. It comes from within. It empowers us, and it allows us to live a fuller life a life that is of a higher vibration. It allows us, it clears our energy, our emotions, our outlook on life. So forgiveness is so important. And mostly when we forgive, I feel that we give ourselves a gift that there is absolutely priceless. So with that, I hope that you, those of you listening, were able to take something from this, from some of us, and learn or begin your journey on forgiving. I don't know what that noise is. I don't know if anyone else is hearing it, but we'll go ahead and let Cheyenne give her closing thoughts here.
Yeah, I'm hearing the noise too. I don't know what it is. I think my biggest point would have to be, you know, first off, the way you're going to forgive somebody is the way you're going to forgive somebody. And the way everyone deals with it is their own individual way of dealing with things. The best advice I could give anyone is just don't hang on to it and let it run your life, because it will show up in your life in some ways. And at some point, you'll be able to get rid of or let go of whatever the issue is. As James said, healing takes time. Forgiving is pretty fast. And anyone who hangs on to that type of pain and so forth, like I said, my question would be, what are you benefiting from it by doing that, by hanging on to it? And any avenue that anyone decides to take in regards to their healing and to get through that, I'm an advocate for all different types of healings in different forms and so forth, but make sure that you seek out what it is that you are needing for you personally to get through it and to get to a point to forgive the situation and to let go of it. And with that, I'll go ahead and give it to Denise.
Thank you, Cheyenne. And I agree with all of you guys' points that you've made so far. I think James made an excellent point when he talked about forgiveness is one step, healing is another. And I absolutely agree with that as well. I think it's very important that we do understand that we have to really remove the ego from the situation and really love ourselves more than the need for revenge or control or, you know, taking something down. We have to love ourselves 10,000 times more to really get into the process of forgiveness as well as healing. And when you do that, when you really can kind of put aside your ego and really let your heart do the walking and the talking, because you're doing it for you and only you, you really can start to see a wonderful process come about it. And sometimes it's very hard to remove the ego, since it is something that, you know, seems to come with the territory of being on this third dimensional plane. But it's definitely something where if you use the ego in a positive way to push you forward, it can be a very healing place to go. And on to you, James. Did you have any last words?
I do, yes. And I apologize, that beeping was me. My phone was dying, so I had to switch to another phone. So I'm good. No more beeping. And I apologize that it was interrupting you guys. Anyway, my final words is, you know, the one thing that I really, really wanted to mention is our healing journeys are so unique. That's why there are so many different methods of healing. So many, you know, we talked about counseling. We talked about writing things down. We talked about, you know, so many different things. And that's because our healing journey is so different for each individual. And that's why, you know, I want to reaffirm that for me, if you're willing to forgive, God's going to take care of the rest. The universe is going to take care of you and bring you to a place where that healing process can really start and push you forward. And so I guess that would be my final thought is, you know, we've given some examples on techniques that, you know, we have used or that have been beneficial to us. But it's really important also to follow that inner ding that you each of you have. You know, when you're willing to forgive, when you're willing to let something go, I think it's really important for you to listen and pay attention and find things that resonate with you, because just because it resonates with me doesn't mean that it's going to really fit your situation. So that's really my final thought is, when you're on that healing journey, find the things that really fit with your personality, with your spirituality, and follow that inner inspiration that you have associated with your healing process. So that's my final thought. I want to thank everyone for joining us today. It's been a really fun talk. I've enjoyed it.
Okay, and this is Maya, and we'll turn it over to Starscast as we end the show. And thank everyone. We appreciate your listening, and we hope you join us next Monday.
Yes, and I want to thank everybody. Thank you, Maya, by the way. Thank you, all of you on the panel. Well, I mean, I was kind of in awe. I'm thinking, boy, it sounds like I have a lot of geniuses working for me. Isn't this totally awesome? You have all this information and all very different, you know, but yet about the same thing. I want to thank, of course, Star's psychic priestess Candy. She's in there kind of holding down the fort. And, of course, Denise was in there, Star's Cosmic Denise was in there, and Star's Sarah Ann, and we had some guests. And also I have to thank all of you on my panel. You just give me goosebumps. Forgive is divine. That's all that I can say about it. And that's how I lead my life. And it's worked very, very, very well, and it doesn't stress you out. So with that, I'm going to say goodnight to everyone. Hope to see all of you on the panel again next week, and we'll have another awesome topic. And I love you guys very, very much, and I hope you know that. So have a good evening, everyone. Bye-bye.
Love you. Good night.
Love. Bye. Yeah.